get your copy. Again, that's lifeinmessiah.org. From the classrooms of the Moody Bible Institute, we have yanked out Dr. Gerald Peterman and said, would you please come and be with us today? And he's graciously said,
oh, yes, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. With that said, we're going to get to as many questions as we can of yours. Anna's being the first. She says, I want to know what happens to unborn children and miscarriages. Will I meet and see them when I get to heaven? Will they grow up into adults?
This is a very important question, very sensitive and painful one. Yeah. So we have to talk about it. I take it we will see our lost children in heaven, but whether we get to talk with them, whether they grow up, I'm sorry, I don't know. Let's go to Psalm 139. David talks about himself before he's born. It says, you formed me in my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of my days before you formed me. That is, God knows the individual in the womb before she or he is born. It's a personal knowledge. You remember when David loses his son, Bathsheba's son? What's going on there? When he dies, David says, while the child was alive, I fasted and wept. Now that he's dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back? Now hear this. I will go to him, but he will not return to me. David finds comfort in this. So where is the child going? To the grave? I take it, no. The child is going to the presence of God. I will dwell in your house all the days of my life, and you'll accept me into eternity. So I take it, our unborn lost children will be in heaven with us.
Janie's asking about a recent devotional where Charlie mentioned Yom Kippur, referencing Zechariah 12 and 13 and Romans 11.